Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And we're back. Where have we been? We were really busy. I'm sorry.
I'm not that sorry.
I'm sorry because despite Dom joining us and him literally saying, I'm going to destroy this podcast from the inside, we just hit over 1,000 subscribers. What the hell? Bailey, have you been telling all of your friends?
Yeah, well, Bailey's got so many, like, she's got 1,000 people listening to the podcast now. Like, it's, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm so sorry. There's like hair.
It's almost like you were just smushing Nyx the podcast cat all over your face.
No, it feels like, it doesn't feel like cat hair, but I was. I will get those photos off of Dom because she is pissed at me. Yeah. She's real mad.
Can't imagine why.
So Dom has exciting news, apparently.
It's not exciting news. I just have a cute story about Calvin and Teapot.
Yeah,
exciting news. Don't get their hopes up. So there's been painters around at my house the last couple of days because the landlord thinks that the house should look more white. and they've been like just, you know, they let themselves in the morning. So we've just been because it's, you know, we're not around most of the day. So the cats have been locked into the bedrooms most days. Today I was out of the house very early in the morning, only came home like mid to late afternoon, open my bedroom door. What's in there? It's a teapot. He's very keen to be out of my bedroom. He's just like, and then like, I was just like, all right, sorry, teapot. And he runs over to the other bedroom door and just like meowing at it and, open it. He wanted Calvin, his little brother, to come out.
Yuck.
And then I went and sat on my bed, and then Teapot, who's just been locked in my bedroom for 9 hours, like walks in, sees me sitting on the bed, and he goes, is that a lap? And he just runs back into my room and jumps up in my lap because he's such a crazy lap cat. Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I expressed affection for cats on this cat podcast. Okay, fine. I'm sorry that that disappointed you so much, Jess.
No, What was said about me on the weekend that is so applicable to every aspect of my life? I am bitter, jaded, and disillusioned. Nothing brings me joy anymore.
So am I. It's just cats that bring me joy, and I thought the same could be said for you.
Yeah, but then Fifi didn't like me.
I can't imagine why. Again, it's almost like you torment her.
Shut up, Dom! Shut up! Anyway, hello.
Welcome, everyone who wants to be a cat.
We're happy to be back. Okay, so we have how to find a lost cat from me, and also how to help your cat accept your pregnancy. Not pregnant, just to chuck that out there.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. Thanks for clarifying. That one,
I just thought it was interesting reading that article. And what have you got for us, Dom?
I've got cat missing for 9 years in Leicester, reunited with owner.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning. That's kicked on. Stunning.
What is the thing that you say now?
Yeah. Cool. That and Tizzy. Tizzy is like, it's got a mind of its own.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And then obviously we've got our Insta Cat of the Week and our Best Friends Feline Cat of the Week. So yes. I shall get us started with how to find a lost cat. So if you've lost a pet, it sucks because they're not people. So you can't like...
How dare you, first of all?
No, but they don't have opposable thumbs. They don't have access to mobile phones. If they go missing...
That's what makes a person a person.
Feel a little helpless. So on Sora News 24, it says, how to find a lost cat, a unique method from Japan proves to be surprisingly effective. I don't know. The Japanese people, very clever. They are.
And yeah, continue with the story. Yeah.
Why'd you
nothing,
do that?
Nothing, just keep going.
We all know that cats love to look down on their human owners with disdain, but we never think that they're actually going to turn their tails up on us and leave, especially when we hold all the bargaining. Why are you laughing at me?
Genuinely, just keep going. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
So much.
You're so tizzy today.
Can't imagine why.
I can. Especially when we hold all the bargaining chips. Zane is so mad. Especially,
we shouldn't have come back.
Yeah. We should have just kept on replaying the episodes of Zane and Riley when the show actually made
sense.
Should
have just been the same episode over and over again.
Yeah. I'm sure that's why the subscribership has just gone through the roof.
Yeah, for real.
Especially when we hold all the bargaining chips as their ever-loving care, the carers who lavish them with pats, warmth, and never-ending bowls of food and water. Still, despite all our love and affection, there are felines who are desperate to get out there and explore, and with little regard for the feelings of humans, they can be gone for hours, days, or weeks without even stopping to consider to worry and concern that they Without even stopping to consider the worry and concern they're creating back at home. That's what happened to a Japanese Twitter user. Their handle is Charlie0816. Recently, when their beloved cat escaped and didn't return home for 2 days. However, this story has a happy ending thanks to the use of an unusual method found on Twitter, which Charlie0816 now wants to share with pet owners around the world. Charlie0816, I'm going to keep using that. That's great. My cat escaped 2 days ago and didn't return, but somebody on Twitter said, talking to cats in the neighborhood and saying to them, if you see... This is taking a turn.
Oh, I thought this was going to be genuine advice. Yeah, right.
If you see my cat, please tell it to come home is an effective technique. So last night I went to the local convenience store and gave it a try by speaking to the stray cats there. And then this morning our cat returned to the front of our house. Seriously, this is effective? Skeptics might be quick to jump to conclusions, pointing out that there could be any number of reasons explaining why the cat returned home and that the timing was a sheer coincidence. However, what surprised everyone was the number of responses from other people who said they had similar results with their own lost pets after speaking to stray animals in the area.
I have a pyramid scheme I'd like to talk to these people about.
Someone said, my mother did the same thing for a child, who lost their cat after 2 days of having it. She told the strays the story and the cat returned the next day. I went looking for my cat with a tin of cat food, and when a stray crossed my path, I fed and spoke to it and my cat returned within the hour. When I lost my cat, one of the strays passed our house, so I asked it if it knew where my cat was. It meowed and then walked slowly towards the storehouse and meowed in front of it. Then I heard my cat meowing back in... What? Is this real? Oh my God. Our cat disappeared on the day we moved into our new place and was missing for a week. I asked a stray for its help, and the next day the stray came back with my cat. I was dumbfounded.
I kind of like to think of it as that cats are like teenagers. It's just like, hey, Mr. Fuzzy Whiskers, your mum called. You have to go home now.
Fuzzy Whiskers, fine. These were just a small sample of dozens of testimonies attesting to the effectiveness of talking to cats when searching for lost animals. Could it really be just a coincidence in all these cases? I mean, probably.
Signs point to yes.
We may never get the answers to these mysteries, but if you do find yourself looking for a lost animal in the future, this might be a method worth trying. I'm so going to do that next time that Toothy gets out. I'll go next door to Mulder and I'll be like, Mulder, level with me, mate. Do you know where Toothy is?
Yep, and then Mulder will be like, look, I think that we need to consider that possibly aliens may have taken, taken Toothy.
It's so funny because like...
I have an X-Files reference for you there, Bailey. Yeah,
yeah, Bailey. Don't watch that. Not yet.
Don't.
A few more years, Presh.
Don't
all
watch
right?
it at all. It doesn't turn out to be worth it, I think.
I used to watch it every morning before school. Yeah, because I was tizzy and I had Foxtel.
Okay, sorry, we weren't judging.
Zane was.
Anyway, does Toothy get out often? I don't think.
Sometimes he's a naughty boy and jumps out the window because he is. He only mainly does it when Xanthi's like busy. She's a busy girl and she's got stuff going on, and he gets like
dramatic.
Yeah, very. He's like, my mum's not here. Meh. And he also gets really bitchy when Xanthi's not at home.
So it's a little bit high, like your level of the house is the second story. He jumps out the window.
Well, he can jump from, I think, the kitchen window because there's a fence, so he can go straight onto the fence, and then he goes next door to hang out with Mulder.
One time, Teapot jumped out of one of the bedroom windows, just like early hours of the morning, and it woke my brother and his partner, who I live with, up, like with just meowing, because like he jumped out the window into the tree in the next door's yard.
Oh no!
And so they like just bleary eyed, 3 a.m., just like hearing Teapot meowing from this tree next door, ran downstairs, jumped the fence, climbed the tree, grabbed Teapot, back inside.
Straight back to bed.
Silly cat.
Silly boy. All right, tell us about this missing cat.
Missing cat. Alert. There was this cat. The cat's name is Spike. Good name for a cat, I'm going to say, yeah.
Nah.
How dare you? You think it's more of a dog's name, like Spike from Rugrats? Is that what you're upset about? Anyway, a cat owner was shocked and amazed to be reunited with her pet 9 years after he disappeared. Spike wandered off from his home in Leicester in 2010 with his sister Ruby when they were kittens.
I like that name for a kitty, Ruby. Mew, mew.
Skipping the next paragraph.
No!
But last month,
Ruby pass away?
Last month, owner Victoria Roberts was delighted to hear that Spike was alive and well, living 15 miles down the road. Ms. Roberts said Spike and Ruby were just 3 months old when they left home in Humberstone, which is a lovely name for a place. The 36-year-old nurse said that when she was traced through a microchip, when it turned out that Spike had been living as a long-term stray in nearby Shepshed, or however you say that English place name, where he was being fed by friendly neighbours. It came as a huge shock when the RSPCA contacted me to say they had found Spike and he was able to come home. We were also surprised when he was found about 15 miles away from where he went missing and assume he may have hitched a ride in a car or someone took him but then didn't want him. It is amazing to think he survived all these years outside and, apart from an eye infection which was treated, appeared in good health.
Good boy, Spike.
Good boy, Spike.
Also, I'm showing a video to Dom from This Cat is Chunky. It's a chunky cat with a cone on licking.
It's just licking the cone. Can't reach its chunky belly. Oh, poor little chunky cat.
Chunky boys.
Yeah.
Stunning. All right.
Stunning.
All right. How to get your cat to accept your pregnancy. I've never been pregnant.
I'm so glad this is we're finally getting some
answers. We're finally hitting that heavy stuff, you know.
Yeah, this is the heavy stuff, yeah.
Helping your cat accept your pregnancy and adapt to the changes the baby will bring. You know what people call babies baby? Oh, when's baby coming? Why can't you just say when is the baby coming?
When's baby coming?
Oh, but I like the photo. It's smushy cat. It's smushy face cat. It's a ginger boy. So this is a lady's article.
Hi, Roxane.
Grace Jennings Edquist. She says, for 5 years, my Persian cat Keith has been my baby, but now I'm having a baby, a real human one, and Keith is not okay with it. Countless times over the last 6 months, I've woken up to a warm wetness radiating over my legs, only to find the cat squatted over the doona mid-wee. Aw, Cleo used to do that. Also, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend is now running my cat's Instagram page. Let's just talk about that.
Or we could not. We could, and I can't stress this enough, not. Zane's suggesting we could talk about cats. Podcast producer Zane, why would you suggest such a thing on Fluff and Papa podcast?
Anyway, back to Grace and Keith. I've tried locking Keith out of the bedroom at night. He started pouring out the door and yowling for hours. I've tried giving him more pats and cuddles. He started turning his back and scrambling under the furniture. And now with 3 months left until my due date, I'm trying to work out how to resolve this standoff before a tiny baby further complicates the dynamic or gets weed on. That's funny.
Baby is mine.
Can cats really sense pregnancy? It turns out Keith's behavior isn't uncommon. Animal behaviorist Kate Monument has worked with a number of new and expectant parents encountering similar woes, and anecdotally, pets seem to know when their humans are expecting. Cats and dogs likely perceive hormonal changes that occur with pregnancy due to their amazing sense of smell. Their acute sense of hearing also means they probably hear the baby's heartbeat in later stages of pregnancy.
Come on now.
Fucking wild. Veterinarian Richard Gowan, who works at a cat clinic in Melbourne. Stunning work, Richard. Thank you.
On you, Richie.
On you, Richie. Keep fighting the good fight. Tells me that cats who act out during their human's pregnancy might simply be reacting to subtle upheavals in the environment or the status quo. The cat doesn't literally care about there's a baby in the house. They care about their changes in their routine. And there's a funny cat photo to go along with this, and he looks done with it all.
It's quite cute.
The fact that I've delegated all litter changing to my husband, a recommendation due to many obstetricians because of toxoplasmosis that you can get from when you're pregnant.
Yep.
And moved the kitty litter to an out-of-the-way area must have unsettled him. Well, obviously. Xanthi did that. She moved Toothy's litter box and he just went in the middle of the laundry room because he was like, well, my box isn't here, but this is where I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's cuts for you.
Even if a pregnant woman is suffering morning sickness, that is changing her routine. That is changing her routine, and that can also be upsetting for the cat. Taking it slow when making changes. Cats hate changes in routine, especially if they're highly strung or anxious. I mean, same.
God, what? I'm such a cat.
If you're moving your cat's bed out of your bedroom in preparation for having the baby's bassinet in the room, maybe make that like a gradual, just like moving it a few inches every day. Could you imagine?
It's just gaslighting your cats. Jesus.
Give your cat some extra love. Yeah.
Just because you're having give a, so much.
Just because you're having a human baby doesn't mean you have to forget about your little furry baby. Mew, 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 mew. Oh my God, baby Keith. Oh my God. He's so cute. Rule out health problems in your cat. And checking the kitty litter and stuff like that. Signs of an upset cat, they're hiding or avoiding you. Fifi.
Fifi.
Aggression or grumpiness, unpredictable urination. Oh my God, that was such a struggle with Cleo. Frequent squatting or painful urination, over-grooming, digestive problems, and becoming more fussy or annoying. No, he's a little mew mews. So yeah, just don't fuck up your cat's routine. Sorry, Bailey. Beg your pardon.
Twice in one episode. Okay. Oh. That's how to...
Am I in the bin after this episode?
A little bit, I'm afraid. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. Because yeah. I'm the one that started this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Zane's the one that was wanting to do a cat podcast, and then I've been here since the beginning, and you're
the one who got us to 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah, get wrecked.
Somehow.
Okay, Dom, who's our Instacat of the week?
Instacat of the week. Instacat of the week. It's gone.
Such a professional podcaster. He's the reason why we're at 1,500 subscribers, everybody.
No,
Jess is the rubbish one, isn't she?
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, Winston Smushface is my new nickname for Jess. Winston Smushface is our Insta cat of the week. Winston is an orange cat and such a smushy face. Oh my God, have you seen the Smushface cat?
I like his tail and I like how he sits like a person.
Yeah, it's one of the...
We should also preface that Bailey, our favourite subscriber, suggested...
Only real subscriber.
Well, she's the only one that engages with us. If you want us to talk about you on the podcast, just send us an email.
Yeah, if you listen to this podcast and you don't engage, you're not really, you know, you're not in the spirit of the show, really. Anyway, Winston Smushface, the smush-faced cat named Winston, is our Instacat of the week.
Where's he from?
The Gold Coast.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ah, we could go visit him.
Or we could not. Instacat of the week, Winston Smushface.
Stunning. Check him out.
Yeah.
I have got our best friend's feline cat of the week, and I've picked a little kitten bear, and her name is Anastasia, and she's a female domestic short hair, and she's so cute.
Look at that little angel.
She's a little moo moo. So she was born on the 7th of December 2018. She is $195 and she's in Raceview. Her snuggle scope, she's a little timid at first, but then very affectionate. She is good with other cats with a proper introduction. She is untested with dogs and she's good with kids that are gentle, so probably looking at kids above the age of 10 or so. Anastasia is a petite little girl who loves to explore her surroundings. We don't know about her start to life as we saved her from a pound. She came to us as a timid little bubba and has blossomed in her foster home. She loves her foster brothers and sisters and loves to play chase with them. She is often found smooching up to one of our big resident cats. Oh, Mew Mew. She may be tiny, but she has a huge heart and lots of love to give. She likes to laze on the bed and lap up all the attention you will give her. If you're looking for a smoochy little fur baby, then maybe Anastasia's your girl. And you can go to bestfriendsforyourline.com to arrange a meet and greet for Anastasia or any of the cats they have available online, except for the two that Zane is considering adopting, and we're not going to tell you the names of those ones because if you adopt them and Zane doesn't get them, I will be furious with you. You can find us on Instagram at the Meow Podcast. You can find us on Facebook where we have a beautiful array of cat videos at everybody wants to be a cat at gmail. At everybody wants to be a cat on Facebook. Email is everybody wants to be a cat at gmail.com. Dom, stop making that face at me.
I'm not making any.
You are making a face. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you all so much for subscribing. It's really cool. You can rate and review and interact and maybe be another number one podcast subscriber like Bailey, because we love Bailey.
Thanks for listening, Bailey, and everyone else.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.